What is your favorite song?
It's The Lord is My Shepherd, I shall not want. I will need a guitar if you want me to sing it.
Okay. Is it very far away?
No, I can get it. Yes, this is The Lord is My Shepherd in Bemba, my native language. So.
Kalundu Sebab in Zambia's capital city, Lusaka, and I was the guest at the home of the country's former president, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda. My name is Fortune Nwe, a journalist from neighboring Zimbabwe. '64 saw Kenneth David Kaunda emerging as the first president of the former British territory of Northern Rhodesia, now Zambia. He went on to be head of the copper-rich nation until 1991. Sitting in the veranda of his beautiful home, I could not help but feel intimidated by this great African leader, who is now in his 70s. To get him off guard, I decided to ask him what his nickname was when he was growing up.
Ooh. This fortune is a difficult one. Strange enough, they called me Hitler.
How young was this?
I was 1941. I was, 17 years. That's because I had plenty of hair and I parted on the right side of my head.
From my discussion with him, I found Dr. Kaunda to be a very religious man.
Throughout my life, I've loved the teaching. God says, we have made man in our image. Christ says, love thy neighbor as thou lovest thyself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I find this very fascinating.
Who is your greatest hero in the past or in the present?
Well, my greatest hero is, apart from Jesus Christ, certainly Mahatma Gandhi, and before that, Abraham Lincoln.
To anyone following the events in Southern Africa, the name Kaunda will be associated with an elder statesman who was removed from the office of president in his country because of economic mismanagement. In 1971, he declared his party, the United National Independence Party, UNIP, the only legitimate party, making Zambia a one-party state, and himself the only leader.
Out there were obviously many mistakes we made, especially in the field of we subsidized consumption rather than production for too long. I think that's one of the mistakes we made.
He now agrees with his critics. He, however, pointed out that he should not be judged by people who do not take into consideration that he was running a country that was under continued threats from its hostile, colonially ruled neighbors. His party adopted a policy of housing and assisting most of the African liberation movements in the region while sacrificing its own economic well-being.
The talent I would like to have, I have. That is love for God, my creator. Love for the man he has made in his own image. I find this as the source of life. It's my guide. It's my almost everything.
Now, what would you have loved to do if you did not turn out to be what you are, say, the president of the Republic of Zambia?
I certainly would have loved to be a medical doctor.
In whose shoes would you like to be in most? If, say, for instance, you would have the opportunity to be in somebody else's shoes, who would you like to be in?
The only shoes I'd like to wear are those of Kaunda. I'm wearing now.
Kenneth Kaunda is respected as a great statesman by African leaders and nationals alike for taking a bold step in stamping out colonialism and apartheid in Southern Africa through his policies. He became unpopular at home for paying too much attention to foreign policy at the expense of his domestic concerns. He has surprised many observers by declaring that he would like to come out of retirement from politics and contest Zambia's 1996 presidential elections. He has accused the new crop of leaders of ruining that country and making it worse than he left it. Some political observers have dismissed his announcement and have suggested that he has simply gone mad. He looked and sounded sane to me, so I ruled out insanity. The people of Zambia are poised to get an acid test in democracy come 1996, I thought, as I listened attentively to the grey-haired elder statesman playing his favorite song.
I've got a bad cough and cold, so I'm very cocky. I'm sorry about it.
No, that's fine, actually.
Voices from the South for Ears in the North, presented by Radio Bridge Overseas in Harare, Zimbabwe.